It is 18 past 7. Hosking. Righto, internationally this morning, the theory is by the end of the day, Greece is going to have a new government, a new leader. So how close are they? Can it stick? And will it be able to get the austerity measures through as part of this EU bailout package? A specialist in Greek politics at Bournemouth University in Britain is Roman Gerodimus, who's with us. Good morning.
Good morning, mate.
This new government, when they get one, if they get one, will it stick and will it be able to get done what needs to be done?
I think it probably will. I mean, at this stage, at the point we've, we're at now, there's no alternative, to be honest. And everybody knows that. I mean, they're all playing political games at the very last minute, you know, down to the wire. But I think if it fails, it's going to be total disaster for Greece. So it's probably going to succeed, probably the minimum that they need to succeed for Greece to survive. But I can't see another option, to be honest.
And they're talking about a vote in February. In February, does anything dramatically change? Is there a mood in the public to change governments again in any sort of dramatic way?
I don't think so. I mean, the February date that has been discussed is probably just a way for the opposition party to save face, as it were, because they want a really quick election date. But the discussions are happening at the moment, right now, will probably mean that a later date is set for an election, if obviously the whole project goes ahead, because the person that is being discussed to take on as Prime Minister will probably thinks that he will need more time to complete the things that need to be completed. So, to be honest, I think if this goes ahead, I wouldn't see an election before March, say, at least.
The old government had tremendous difficulties getting the austerity measures through. Why would it be any different now?
Because a lot of the opposition came from the main opposition party, which will now be at least a partner in the coalition. It may not participate actively through ministers, but it would have to support through votes and through symbolic support all the main measures, because obviously Brussels, the European Union, the International Monetary Fund have made it clear that unless there is at least the support of the two main parties, there will not be an unblocking of bailout, of the austerity, of the packages, of the loans, and so on. So I think apart from that, there is a broader acknowledgement within the Greek society that people need to support actively these measures and the packages. Otherwise, the alternative is to go back to the drachma, to be honest.
I appreciate your time, Roman. Roman Gerodimus, who's a specialist in Greek politics at Bournemouth University. It is 20 minutes past 7. While Greece tries to form a new government, attention, of course, this morning has turned to Italy.